Mr. Bristol. You see, Nora, this is our last program, and so far they haven't told Eddie if he's wanted for next season.
Oh, I was wondering why Mr. Cantor seems so upset and absent-minded lately.
Absent-minded? Oh. Listen, I had dinner with him last night, and when the waiter brought the lamb chops, he started to take the pants off, and the fellow was...
But Harry... Harry, when you eat lamb chops, you're supposed to take the pants off.
The waiters?
Oh! Gee, I'll bet Mr. Kent is a nervous wreck.
Oh, well, last night maybe, Nora, but not now. Gee, I can just hear him saying to that sponsor on the phone, "Now listen, you, I'm sick and tired of arguing. I want action, and I want it now."
Now listen, you, I'm sick and tired of arguing. I want action, I want it now. So please, operator, get me that number, hurry.
Oh, calm down.
Calm down. I'm a nervous wreck. I've even torn the buttons off my coat. Now, please, how can I get that number I've been calling?
Instead of dropping buttons in the slot, try a nickel.
I did drop a nickel. Hello, hello. I wonder what's keeping the old...
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Bristol. This is Eddie Cantor. I called you several times today, but every time your secretary said you were on the way out.
There must have been a little misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding?
Yes, you're on the way out.
Now, look. Let's not discuss it, Mr. Bristol. Just give me a straight answer about next season. Do you want me, yes or no?
No.
Let's discuss it. What are your plans, Mr. Bristol?
Well, I was thinking of building a show around Harry Von Zell.
Well, that... Harry Von Zell?
Well, don't you like him?
Certainly I like him. He's a great guy, the best announcer in the business, when he's sober.
Well, that's what I... Sober? You mean he drinks?
Well, just to steady his nerves. After all, it's pretty nerve-wracking losing that much money every day at the racetrack.
Racetrack? Loses his money?
Well, it's not his money. When Harry mingles with the crowd at the racetrack, a pocket here, a pocket there, you know. But he's a great announcer.
Harry, a pickpocket? Oh, good Lord. Has he ever been in jail?
Well, not for picking pockets. But he's a great announcer. He's all right.
What did he go to jail for?
Oh, it was really nothing. He had a hatchet in his hand, and the guy said something he didn't like.
And Harry lost his head?
Well, it wasn't his head. But he's a great announcer.
Hey, Eddie, listen, hurry up. Will you? We'll be on the air any minute.
Well, introduce me, Harry. It may be... for the last time.
Bristol Myers, the makers of iPana toothpaste for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepanica for the smile of health, present It's Time to Smile, starring Eddie Cantor.
Gee, it's all fine and dandy, sugar candy. When I've got you, then I only see the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get lonesome, I get so blue. When you're handy, it's fine and dandy, but when you're gone, what can I do?
When you're gone, sugar candy, I get lonesome, I get so blue.
When you're handy, it's fine and dandy, but when you're gone, what can I do?
When you're gone, what can I do?
Thank you. Harry, I had a long talk with the sponsor, and everything's fine. In fact, I'm going over to see him in a little while.
Well, that's funny. So am I. Look, I don't know how to tell you this, Eddie, but the sponsor wants me to take your place next season.
You take my place?
You're not disappointed in me, are you, Eddie?
Why should I be disappointed? You're a rat, and you came through.
No, Eddie, listen. I wouldn't
be... After all, I've had my day, and now it's off with the old... and on with the new.
That's right, Eddie. A man can't hold a job forever.
Harry, stop talking like a Republican. But to show you, there are no hard feelings, Harry. I'm going to help you be in good voice when you see the sponsor today.
Huh?
Open your mouth. I'll spray your throat with this atomizer.
Yeah. Hey, Eddie, that spray there, it tastes like scotch. What is that?
Scotch.
Well, gosh, I don't want to talk to the sponsor with liquor on my breath.
Oh, that's right. Take a swig of this, Harry, and he'll never smell the scotch.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
What was that?
Bourbon.
Bourbon? And Harry, just for good luck, take my gold watch with you, see?
Yeah.
And one more thing, you should bring the sponsor a little gift. Here, take this hatchet.
A hatchet? What does he want a hatchet for?
Well, he's a... he's an air raid warden, Harry.
Well, I don't
And either. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Nora Martin and I are going to sing a medley of songs from show business with the help of Vincent Travers and his orchestra.
I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth to put my tootsies in an upper berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound. Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina?
If there is, you know her.
Show her to me.
Dinah, with 60 eyes blazing.
How I love to sit and gaze in to the eyes of Dinah Lee. Oh, honey, every night, why do I shake with fright? Because my dynamite changed her mind about. Because my dynamite changed her mind about me.
Darla, if she wanted to China,
I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee. Just to be with Dinah Lee. I want a girl just like the girl that married Hero Dad. She was a pearl and the only girl that Daddy ever had. A good old-fashioned girl with heart so true. One who loves nobody else but you. I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old Dad. Want a girl just like the girl that married dear old Daddy. Was a dandy chooser, found a girl and didn't lose her. She was a pearl and the only girl that Daddy ever. Daddy interviewed a lot of pork with you before he got her.
Good old-fashioned girl with heart so true. One who loves nobody else but you.
Oh, 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 I want a girl just like the girl that married me. Oh.
I wanted to talk to Eddie, and he slammed the door and walked out.
Oh, well, he's probably upset about next season. He's gone up to see the sponsor.
Oh, well, I better get up there, too. Say, Nora, will you do me a favor? Will you just stand here and smile?
Just stand here and smile? I don't understand.
Well, you see, I'm in a hurry, so I won't have time to tell our listeners that a beautiful smile is a person's most attractive feature. But if you will just stand there like that, everyone will think about smiles, and they'll think of Ipana, and...
But, Harry, don't you think you could take time to say how important it is to take care of your smile?
Well, but I've already told our listeners so many times that the best way we know to do that is to visit your dentist regularly, and between visits, faithfully use Ipana toothpaste and gum massage.
But I still think you could be a little bit more explicit.
Well, but Nora, our listeners know by this time that healthy gums are mighty important to sound teeth and sparkling smiles. And Ipana is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth, but when used with massage, it's especially designed to give gums the stimulation they need to help keep them firm and healthy. Well, that's why you can help yourself to a smile of beauty by adopting this famous healthful routine.
Brush your teeth regularly with Ipana toothpaste, and every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
So for firmer gums, brighter teeth, and naturally a more attractive smile, use iPana toothpaste and gum massage.
This must be the office here. Bristol Myers Company. Lee Bristol, Vice President, Chairman of the Board and Air Raid Warden. He's such a ham. Oh, that must be Mr. Bristol's secretary behind that desk. Pardon me, are you Miss Jones?
No, my name is Moigle.
What are you doing up here, Moigle?
I'm here by appointment. I'm auditioning for the new radio program next season, Time to Smile, starring Harry Von Zell.
Oh, that starring Harry Von Zell stuff is just a trick they use at the end of every season to get me up here on my hands and knees. But this year is different.
Is it?
Yeah, look, no hands. I tell you, Moitle, I'll be back next season. They have to get a star like me to hold the show together.
Yeah, but who are they going to get to hold you together?
Never mind me. What are you going to do in radio?
I'm going to sing sophisticated songs. In Flatbush, they call me the Brooklyn Hildegard.
What did you do before you became a Hildegard?
I was a subway guard. All day long, I was pushing people in. Just look at my nose.
What happened to it?
Some of them pushed back.
Well, Moitle, I wish you a lot of luck in your new career, and I'm sure you're going to be very glamorous.
Oh, I'll say. I bought a strapless evening gown. My boyfriend maybe put straps on it.
Well, where did you get the straps?
I told you I used to work in the subway.
Oh, fine.
Mr. Bristol's expecting you in his office, Mr. Canter. Will you step this way, please?
Well, here I am, Mr. Bristol.
Yes, Mr. Canter. I sent for you. Well, stop fidgeting and sit down.
Thank you, sir.
Knock on my lap.
Sorry, I'm a little nervous. Now, what about next season?
Well, Mr. Cantor, we like you, but we've decided you get too much money.
Yeah, but Mr. Bristol, I don't get the money. My cast gets it. For instance, I pay Nora Martin $1,500 a week.
He's worth it.
And I pay Von Zell $2,000 a week.
He's worth it.
And that leaves me with nothing.
You're worth it.
Now, wait a minute.
And speaking of Harry Von Zell, I was shocked at the things you told me about him on the phone.
Oh, that was just a slip of the tongue when I mentioned his drinking and hitting the bottle all the time, betting other people's money on horses and picking pockets at the racetrack.
Oh, I see.
And about him hitting a guy with a hatchet. There was also a slip of the tongue. I have a very slippery tongue.
Well, I don't believe it about Harry. It's probably all hearsay.
Mr. Von Zell's here to see you.
Von Zell? Well, send him right in.
Yes, sir.
He's on his way in. Now we'll find out. Drunk again. Heavens.
Well, Harry, old pal, let me help you over to Mr. Bristol's desk. Steady now, steady.
Oh, what do you mean, steady? Let go of me.
Hello, Mr. Bristol.
Mr. Von Zell, what is that on your breath?
Oh, that's just scotch you smell.
You've been drinking scotch?
No. I just had my throat sprayed with it.
What?
It's all right, sir. I gargled right afterwards with bourbon.
Bourbon?
What is he used for an eyewash, beer?
What is going on here? Anyway?
Never mind, Harry. I have to be going, Mr. Bristol. What time is it, Mr. Bristol? I've lost my watch.
Lost your watch?
Well, Eddie, I have your watch right here in my pocket.
Harry, you have my watch in your pocket?
Yes, here it is.
Oh, yes. Well, I was helping him over to the desk. Never even felt it.
Harry Von Zell, you give Mr. Canter back his watch this minute. I have a good mind to call the police.
Call the police? Yes. Well, now, wait just a minute, Mr. Bristol. Are you accusing me of being a pickpocket? Are you saying that I stole that watch?
No, certainly not. No, I don't pass that. No, and please, put down that hatchet.
Well, this has gone far enough. I can explain it. Mr. Bristol, come out from under that desk, Mr. Bristol.
So you see, Mr. Bristol, I was framed. I'm really a very nice guy.
Yes, Harry, I know. And next year you'll be back with us on the Time to Smile program as our announcer. Harry, you'll be the announcer or nothing.
Then it'd be nothing, because we don't need an announcer.
No announcer? What do you mean?
You see, the product Harry talks about on our program speaks for itself.
It really isn't necessary to say to our listeners every Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen, so forth and so on.
When I don't say so forth and so on, I say, ladies and gentlemen, when you wake up in the morning feeling headachy and out of sorts due to the need of a laxative, don't risk feeling miserable all day. Instead, do something about that headache right away. Mix yourself a glass full of sparkling, gentle Sal Hepatica. Then Sal Hepatica helps you to feel better faster by bringing quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. So the time to take Sal Hepatica is when you need it. Don't wait till night. And remember that sparkling Sal Hepatica has this additional advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Oh, that's wonderful, Harry. I insist that you do the announcing on our show next season. And Cantor, you can be in charge. On one condition.
What? Tell me.
You've got to come through with some new ideas.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Bristol. I've sent for the best idea man in radio. Here's his card right here. Listen to this. You need ideas? Your search is through. My brain will spell success for you.
Who is this man?
How do you do?
Behave yourself tonight. You are in the presence of Mr. Bristol, our sponsor.
Out of what, sir?
No. Russian. What do you call the man who pays my salary every week?
Sucker.
No, sponsor. And he wants some new ideas for next year's show.
Yes. Okay. Have you any suggestion for a quiz program?
Mr. Bristol.
Bristol. I'm shooting my mouth off.
Mr. Bristol. I have an idea that will appeal to all mankind.
You have? Tell it to Mr. Bristol.
You want a for instance?
Yes, give me a for instance.
Okay, I'll give you a for instance.
Go ahead.
Instead of the quiz kids, I am sitting on the stage, Hedy Lamarr, Ann Sheridan, Betty Grable, and Dorothy Lamour.
Why, you fool? They're not quiz kids. What kind of question could you ask them?
Ah, ha, ha. Silly boy.
I don't believe that you've ever created any radio program.
Dad, don't say. If it wasn't for me, there wouldn't be John's other wife.
What do you mean, if it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be John's other wife?
Who do you think ran away with his first wife?
Dad, don't say.
Dad, I don't believe.
Russian, maybe you have some musical ideas for radio.
Hmm.
Mr. Bristol and I might want you to get us a band that plays dinner music.
Oh, dinner music. Yes. Music I can get.
Yes.
You see, I have a band that people love to listen to while they're eating.
How about dancing?
I'd love to. You be the man.
This is a matter of life and death. Will you stop clowning? We need some program ideas that will arouse the people's interest.
Kevin, I am just the man you will want to want.
Yeah.
I have in mind a tremendous new radio program.
What is the name of it?
Truth and Squincy Squinces.
Truth and Squincy Squinces? What are Squincy Squinces?
Pardon me, are you trying to say consequences?
Never mind. What is your idea for truth or consequences?
First, I give a man $5 for coming up on the stage. Ha! Then the fun begins.
What?
I hit him with pies, squirt seltzer in his face, and I beat him over the head with a club.
How long do you keep beating him?
Till I get back my $5.
Ladies and gentlemen, in addition to any new ideas that our friend Bert Gordon the Russian may have for our program next fall, one feature you can count on for next season will be the lovely singing voice of Nora Martin. And now Eddie and Nora sing a parade of hits they helped make popular this past season.
Take it easy, don't you think it's more romantic when a dance is slow? Take it easy, take it easy.
was a good feeling high when all the lights are low. Take your time, dance it with ease. Take your time, slow if you please.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me.
Don't sweetheart me if you don't mean it. Don't talk sweet words if they're not true. Love must be true, mean what you're saying, unless you do. Don't sweetheart me.
Bessemer. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. That you'll always be mine.
Put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight. Cuddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, oh, I never knew any girl like you.
It had to be you. Wandered around and finally found somebody true. For nobody else gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still, it had to be you. Wonderful you.
Imagine you imagining that you love me and starting on a family tree.
Imagine starting on a family tree.
The mama is you and the papa is me.
If your heart goes bumpity-bump, it's love, love, love. If your throat comes up with a lump, it's love, love, love. If your knees go knock-it-in-knock, it's love, love, love. If the cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock, it's love, love,
love.
Tell you before our audience here in the studio and our listening audience around the country that never in all the years that I've been in radio have I ever had any singer to cooperate as you have this season. And here's a kiss, and don't tell Ida.
Oh, thank you.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've all enjoyed our little fooling tonight. And before the show is over, I'd like you to meet the man who makes these programs possible, my sponsor, the real Lee Bristol. Well, I tell you, I love that boy.
Now, Eddie, stop licking my hand.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Tell me, Lee, how did you like Alan Reed to play the part of you, our sponsor?
He did a great job, Eddie. There's only one thing that I'm really sorry about.
And what is that?
If I only knew how to act like that, we could have saved $60.
You sponsor, you.
Come on. Get out of here. Wilson, get out. Well, anyway, that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun we had kidding about you not wanting me on the program next season. Wasn't it?
Well, say something. I'm dying. Say something.
Yes, Eddie. You'll be back next year. And that's why I'm here tonight, to pay tribute to a great comedian.
Well, the microphone is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, beginning next week, our summer show will be in the hands of a rising young comedian who is already making a name for himself, Alan Young.
Alan Young? Oh, yes, yes. That's the kid I saw staggering around the racetrack the other day with a hatchet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, cut that out, Eddie. We all think he's a great comedian.
So do I, and good luck to you, Alan Young.
And good luck to you and your cast this summer, Eddie, on your continued hospital tour. We're all proud of your good work.
Well, Lee Bristol, you know, the people really responsible for the good work done in hospitals are the doctors and nurses. Thousands of fighting men who would never have come home from World War I or any other past war will come home from the invasion. Thousands more on all fronts who would have been invalided for months or years, this time will be quickly and completely healed. This is the miracle accomplished by the doctors, nurses, and medical corps of the United States of America. And to them, we pay sincere tribute as we start on another lap of our tour through the service hospitals of the nation. We're saying goodbye to our radio audience for the summer, and we'll be saying hello with a song and a laugh to our wounded men at many of our Army and Navy hospitals across the continent. We start next Saturday at the Walter Reed Hospital in Washington. Then we go to Butler, Pennsylvania. Then to the Crile Hospital in Cleveland. Then to Gardner in Chicago. Fitzsimmons in Denver. Then we go to Ogden, Utah, Portland, San Francisco, and in Los Angeles. You see, this is a task of love to which the entire entertainment industry has dedicated itself as assistance to the doctors and nurses who are serving so nobly and unselfishly. And so remember, my very good friends, until Wednesday night, September 27th, thanks for listening, and I love to spend friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Be sure to listen next week to that brand new young comic, Alan Young. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make these Wednesdays together possible. iPanna for the smile of beauty, Salipatica for the smile of health. iPanna, Salipatica. Now, I want to pay tribute to my producers, Dave Elton, Manning Ostroff, and to my writers, Irving Ellenson, Bobby O'Brien, and Ed Valoyne. Goodbye for the summer. Goodbye.
Harry, mm-hmm. I have an idea for our new show next season.
Oh, really, Nora? What is it?
Well, at the end of every show, Harry, you and I will hold hands while you say those three little words.
Oh, you mean?
The three words. You know, Harry, use Truchet beforehand. And you might as well say the rest, too, Harry.
Oh, yes. Well, ladies, creamy, fragrant Truchet is the ideal beauty lotion. Especially these days when lovely hands must do so many soap and water jobs. And if you just smooth on Truchet beforehand, before you put your hands in hot, soapy water, Truchet will help guard them from roughness and dryness. Will help keep your hands looking their loveliest. So begin today to use Truchet.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.